El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome and good evening. And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows kind of wish they could, but they can't. So they just kind of go where they can go to, and well, there it is. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. One of my favorite talk show hosts, though, is in a little bit of trouble. I say he's a favorite of mine, Rush Limbaugh, not necessarily because I agree with him politically, but as a broadcaster, as a broadcast artist, shall we say, I really admire him, and I think he's a pro. He's not just some guy that gas bags on the radio, but he actually has a sort of a theatrical sense. But we are going to talk about comments that he's made about a woman who is testifying to a congressional committee on President Obama, his decision to provide or to order companies, private companies, to provide health insurance that would include contraception for their female employees. Rush Limbaugh, quote, called this woman who testified, this woman by the name of Fluke, I think is her name, that she was a slut. Perhaps she ought to be a prostitute. On his nationally syndicated show, Limbaugh made a kissing noise with his lips. He made a kissing noise with his lips, according to ABC, and said of Obama, what a great guy. What is she, 30 years old? He is attracting the comments of President Obama. President Obama weighed in, obviously, against Rush Limbaugh, who is not, quote, backing off. So slut was how Rush Limbaugh described birth control activist Sandra Fluke. Then, as frequently happens with charge statements by the conservative talk show host, the furor erupted. The Democratic Congressional Congress, campaign committee, rather, has created an anti-Limbaugh petition, and President Obama even called a third-year Georgetown University law student to express his support. He made a kissing noise. I don't know what that means. White House spokesman Jay Carney said that Obama wanted to express his disappointment that Fluke had been the subject of inappropriate personal attacks. It's a major flap, but Fluke anyway seemed unflappable in a Friday morning appearance on the Today Show. She said, well, you know, Limbaugh's comments, she said she was stunned by his comments. She was very upset, noting they occurred on the first day of Women's History Month, but she didn't have any other real reaction to it. So this was the furor this week in talk radio. We have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, who's been with us the last couple of weeks commenting on different issues relative to women's health and the progressive movement. And Dean, it's good to have you.
Well, thank you, Phil. Always a pleasure to be on your program.
And let me read a little more here for you and for my audience, Dean. By the way, our number 877-876-7445. Stepping into an emerging culture clash over women, President Barack Obama made a supportive phone call to the law student who testified before Congress about the need for birth control, only to be called a slut by Rush Limbaugh. For Obama, it was an emphatic plunge into the latest flare-up on social issues. Democratic office holders and liberal advocacy groups have accused Republicans of waging, quote, a war on women. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it, and I think that it has been a war on women, and I think that women who want to avail themselves of birth control, this is a health issue. The Republicans are very interesting. They say they believe in health, but obviously they don't believe in a woman's health, because if they are going to not provide or be opposed to providing women, Phil, with birth control, they are opening, they're opening the door, if you will, to unwanted pregnancy, women who are with abusive men, women who've been raped, and so forth. So this is very much a woman's health issue. And
you know, I know, and I want you to explain that a little more carefully for people so that people understand. How is providing a woman with birth control making sure that she doesn't have to necessarily pay for it if she can't afford to, making sure that women have access to birth control, contraception? How is it a health issue?
It is a health issue because if women don't have birth control, if they don't have contraception, then they are out having sex without it. And then you have pregnancy, you've got unwanted children. You've got the possibility that a child is at risk because the child is not wanted by the mother. And the problems, the psychological problems that come from that are very, very profound. And the fact that a woman, the fact that women need birth control so that they can have the same freedoms that men have means that women are psychologically balanced like men. See, you're asking me a question.
See, I don't really understand that completely.
Well, you're asking. It's not a very fair question when you say, "What is the health issue?" It's a health issue. To force me to explain it or to force anyone to explain it isn't fair. Do you ask men if they are abstaining from having sex when they are single and when they meet someone who is attractive? No, you don't. You don't tell men to abstain. You don't tell men not to use a prophylactic or other kind of device that a man would use. So why then are women not allowed to use that? The second problem, though, I do have, Phil, and that is, in a way, I do agree with Rush Limbaugh. I don't like the idea of women just having sex promiscuously. As a liberal and as a progressive and as a man who runs a holistic center that certainly helps women with their health issues, I have to be open-minded about it, but I cannot help but think, on some level, women are behaving as sluts, if you want to call them that, not as prostitutes, but loose, sexually loose and very open and relaxed, sexually relaxed.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking about the comments from Rush Limbaugh about women using contraception being sluts. And really, he was talking about that one woman, but he meant...
Well, there's no doubt he meant women in general. There's no doubt that he was talking about, for instance, my wife, who uses contraception, my daughter, who uses contraception.
How old is your daughter?
Well, I don't want to answer that question. Not because she's too young or too old, but that's a private matter.
Okay. I was curious, and I will respect that, Jay, but I was curious that...
My name is Dean. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought I was mistook you for someone. I was only asking the question, Dean, because I wanted to know the relative... What you and your wife allow your daughter to do.
Well, my daughter is not a slut. I don't want to believe my daughter's a slut. She uses contraception. And I've had this conversation with my wife. And my wife feels it's important for my daughter to use this kind of protection. I think it's important for my daughter and other women to use this kind of protection. But I can't help but go places where I think men will go. And that is that a woman who is having this kind of frequent sex borders on slut.
What about men that have that kind of frequent sex?
Well, I don't think it's exactly the same thing.
This is where we're going to get into the problem.
No, there's no problem. I think men, yes, I think men should not be a bad example to women. I think women have wanted to go out and have frequent and unrestrained sex because they've seen men do it. And there is a bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do device going on, a mechanism here, that I think we have to look at. If you were to talk to the average American woman, you'd want to say to her, you don't have to be like a man. You don't have to go out and have sex every night with multiple partners or however you're doing it. Don't be monkey-see, monkey-do. Be your own woman. And be your own person.
Well, monkey see, monkey do. So in other words, women don't really have a desire for sexual freedom. They just want to have what men have.
I think so. Having said that, though, it's very difficult to keep them from having the contraception that they want, the health care that they want, as much as I don't want my daughter to have it or my wife to have it. And I certainly don't want either one of them to be referred to as a slut. But I wouldn't be a man who supports women's freedom if I did not say they certainly are entitled to it.
Dean Wheeler is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And what I'm hearing you say here, Dean, is that you don't necessarily like women having frequent sexual encounters or having an active sex life. You might even agree with Rush Limbaugh in his slut analysis, but...
Well, but that's where the agreement ends.
And well, that's what I'm saying. But nonetheless, you will not deny a woman contraception. You believe that women should have contraception, and you think that the government should, in some cases, underwrite that if the employer isn't.
By all means, absolutely. It's one of those things, as men, we've just got to live with it. I don't like seeing my daughter putting contraceptive medicines or materials into her purse. I don't like to see her in her bathroom with these pills or gels. It bothers me, and I'm torn. But
Do you see your daughter has a lot of this?
Well, I try not to let her see me watching her. So sometimes I'm going to be just at the door. If it's open a crack, I'm looking through to see, is she putting herself at risk with no contraception, or is she using it? What kind?
Are you spying on her?
No, I'm not spying. No, she's my daughter. She's my daughter. But it bothers me to think that she's going out at night all... you know, prepped up, if you will, and all ready to go, ready for some action.
Nonetheless, you do support it.
Yeah, I do. And my wife has done quite a bit of work in that area in convincing me, but yes, I do.
Okay, 877-876-7445. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll put Dean Wheeler on hold from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is of a mind that contraception, birth control, if you will, is certainly necessary for women. Women are going to be sexually active like men. In his mind, it's a little bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do attitude, but nonetheless, they're going to. He's not going to stop them, and he supports it. But he does think it makes them a little slut-like. What's your read on this? I don't want to call a woman a slut because she's behaving sexually the way men behave. Our number is 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. I got my arm in a sling. I had an injury earlier this week while doing some other work. So I literally have my left arm in a sling because it was so bloody painful. But we'll try to do the best we can. We have Dean Wheeler on the line with us here from Northern California, the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, we're going to take some phone calls. I want you to clarify, if you wouldn't mind, your position on women having birth control.
Well, it's totally, Phil, my position is very simply this. I'm opposed to Rush Limbaugh calling women sluts. I have a difficult time with it.
But do you agree with that? You said you agreed with it.
I think any woman that is sexually active borders on a type of slut. And it's difficult for me to say that. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I love both of them very much. And to think of my own daughter as a slut is a very painful thing. And so I don't want to deny my daughter birth control. By the same token, I don't want to see her walking down a street and having people drive by her and say, there goes Dean Wheeler's daughter, the slut. You understand? Or my own wife.
You would rather your daughter and your wife were not sexually... Wait a minute, your wife is married to you.
Well, my wife is married to me, and she's very sexually active with me, but that's because I demand it, and not because my wife is necessarily a whore. My daughter, on the other hand, I don't know. All I can tell you is what I've seen in her bathroom and what she uses. And I have to do that in a very secretive way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It sounds to me like you're a little torn on this whole thing. Let's go over here to Dawn, is it? Dawn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How can you say that? Why do you spy on your daughter?
How can I say, why do I spy on my daughter?
No, him. Well, I'm talking to him.
That's exactly
what he's doing. Oh, I'm not?
Yes, no, you're not. Yeah, you're talking to yourself.
Wait a minute. Yes, you're talking to Dean Wheeler. What is your question?
How can he spy on his daughter? And
well, that's not what you were talking about when you called the show originally.
Oh, no, well, let me get about.
I want to ask you a question, young man. I'm spying on my daughter because she is my daughter. And if I see my daughter using birth control, then I know she's going to go out and have a sex, which could result in disease. It could result in the further erosion of her morality. There are a number of things. If she's out after using birth control and she's having sex with multiple partners, even though she's using birth control, there is a risk.
That? And what would you call
having
that?
Sex? What would I call what?
Having sex with multiple partners in one night or in 1 week.
Having sex with multiple partners. But men do it too. Men do it too. So I can't criticize.
Well, how can you say something about a woman and a guy and it not be the same?
Well, it is the same.
If a guy goes and sleeps around with a bunch of, he's still a hoe. He's still a guy that goes around and sleeps with another person.
So therefore I can't tell a woman not to do it, because women are going to do what men do, and they see men sleeping with multiple partners. Some men will go to a brothel or a house of prostitution, and they'll run through every woman in the place in 6 hours. How can I tell a woman not to do the same thing? So I can't. All I can do is tell her,
of course you can't.
If you do that, you're a slut, and most likely you're a slut. You have to put it in ways that's going to really put the woman off. You're going to have to say, you're going to have flies. You're going to.
Oh God, come on!
You have to say something.
It's plain and simple. And what you were talking about, Russian sluts, and how they're not really sluts. How is that? If they're out on the streets prostituting, and they're getting paid for it.
Well, what do you do? Do you sleep with women? Do you sleep with women?
Of course I do.
Well, what do you mean, of course I do? You could be gay. Or maybe you're so ugly no woman wants to sleep with you. I don't know what you do.
Not me, man.
You may enjoy just laying in bed during the day, wearing a pair of briefs, and looking at the ads in a Cosmopolitan magazine. I don't know what you do. I'm not about to say. And I wouldn't want to know. It could, you know. So, if you're out sleeping with a lot of women, and I find you sleeping with my daughter, I would say to you, you have every right, and she has every right, but I would still, and this is the crazy part, want to hurt you with a baseball bat.
That's what I call being, you're confused. You're confused. All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. That's Don. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Casey. Go ahead, Casey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I was just going to comment on, like, the health issues as to, like, what women use birth control for health issues. I don't personally use birth control for the health issues. Well, I kind of do. But it also helps, like, not only contraception-wise, but to regulate, like, a woman's menstrual cycle. So if, like, a woman has, like heavy cramps, then she can get on a certain type of low-grade contraception.
Well, there you go.
Helps her cramps or her mental cycle.
Yeah.
And then also, yes. I put a comment as to why.
Casey, why don't you hang on for me? We're going to take a break, but we'll hold you over, Casey. Just hang on. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're on here with Dean Wheeler. I better take my sling off because this is very difficult trying to work the telephone and the telephone. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Women, shouldn't they be allowed to use contraception the same way men do? Or why does that make them sluts? And guys are just, well, guys. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Confused about it. Welcome back. We're with Dean Wheeler here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. There's a level of confusion that I'm hearing.
No, there is no confusion, Mr. Hendry. I am opposed to Rush Limbaugh. I'm opposed to any man that would prohibit a woman from accessing birth control and contraception the same way that men want to have their sexual freedom. What I'm having a problem with is what most of your listeners have a problem with, because I'm assuming your listeners are probably more conservative, and that is the sexual sexual libertine sentiments of some women, and the fact that they might have multiple partners in one night. My daughter is one of them.
Is your daughter? You are spying on your daughter. You're looking through a bathroom door at her.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, because I have that right.
And don't you think that is violating her privacy?
I am her father, and that is something that a father can do. If you're saying that I am a sexual molester, I would suggest you back away from that very quickly.
No, sir, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, are you not violating the privacy of your daughter?
No, I am not, because she is my daughter, and I want to make very sure that she's not engaging in behavior that would turn her out, is the term. Make her into a prostitute. And the only way I can assure myself of that is by looking through the crack in the door while she is performing her bathroom duties. But you got to understand something. I'm not doing this for sexual kicks. I'm doing this to save her from becoming just a woman who is walking on a street someplace and standing under a street lamp for people to get a good look at her. Now, this is what we are up against as parents. This is what we have been up against. And I think that this is what Rush Limbaugh is talking about. Now, avoiding a contraception is impossible. Women are going to have sex. And in many ways, women are more sexually active than men. You can't stop it. You'll never be able to stop it. You and I both know that given the right time and the right place, a woman is capable of anything. What I'm trying to do is give myself an edge in raising my daughter properly and, of course, in being an advocate for women's health.
Dean Wheeler with us here, 877-876-7445. We do have Casey hanging on. She had more to say, and we appreciate you holding on, Casey. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, first of all, I have a comment as to, like, the spying thing. I live with my father as well right now. And instead of like spying on your daughter, I would suggest like talking to her, because like that seems to be the best approach. Rather than going behind her back and like spying on her, maybe you should like talk to her. But also on the fact that women are sluts. Women aren't sluts. Women don't want to be like men. Like, we don't aspire to like have a penis. That's not what we do. Some women are just sexually active. Some women like to have sex. So some women need contraception. So that's like pretty much all I wanted to say. Is I was kind of offended.
Well, I
was offended when you said that women want to be like men.
Well, Casey, this is Dean. I would love to believe my daughter, but when she says to me, "No, Daddy, I'm perfectly, I'm being a good girl," and she rolls her eyes. You're a young lady, and I'm sure you know what I mean when I say rolls her eyes. She'll say, "Yeah, Dad, I'm being a good girl." She clicks her tongue and rolls her eyeballs back, almost until you can see the whites.
Yeah.
I've said to her, you don't have to roll your eyes back that far. And And I can smell that perfume that they wear.
And what do you mean perfume they wear?
Well, there's a certain kind of a... Well, I hate to say it. There's a certain kind of a slut perfume.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. There isn't?
Not really. No, there's not. Like, no, like I understand, like, when she says, yeah, Dad, I mean, with a girl, maybe try to, like, be more understanding. Because, like, I tell my dad about everything. Like, I have that kind of relationship where I can tell my dad about, like, my sexual activity. I've been with the same guy for 3 years. That's why I'm on contraception. And I'm probably going to be with him for another 30. Who knows? But that's the thing, is, like, you need to create that relationship.
Your dad gets to hear all of this?
Yeah.
What do you mean, gets to?
Well, I didn't mean gets to, but you're telling him all the details. You tell him all the details.
Well, I don't go into, like, super details. I don't tell him, like, what we do, but, like, I tell him that, yeah, we are sexually active. Yeah, I'm on birth control. And, like, when I need help or when, like, I need advice for something, I ask him. Just, like, create that open relationship. Like, whether you have a son or a daughter or whatever. Like, and just, like, create it so that they don't feel uncomfortable. Because that's what my dad did. He created it so feel uncomfortable and I don't feel uncomfortable.
Well, I had said to my daughter that I would not have to spy on her if she would allow me. And I guess this is what we're trying to do here, Phil, is balance between a woman's need for contraception and a father's desire that his daughter not become very loose morally.
Okay.
I asked if I could take photographs, and here's why. Here's why. Just hear me out. If I've got photographs of what she's doing, then I can be assured that that's all.
What do you mean, photographs of what she's doing?
No. Please don't misunderstand me. And
are you talking about being in the same room with her and her boyfriend?
No. If she had a boyfriend, I'd be fine, like this young lady I'm talking to. But I'm sure my daughter is involved with 5 or 6 men. And sometimes in the same evening.
So why do you want to have a picture of that?
I don't know what's going on.
The thing is you just kind of, like, have to trust her a little bit and have to trust that maybe she's, like, kissing a million frogs to find her prince. Like, that's the thing.
Kissing
like,
a million, yeah.
They
kissing
need,
a million
like,
frogs wouldn't be a bad thing. Kissing a million frogs wouldn't be bad. It's that she's you-know-what to a million frogs.
Are you sure? Are you sure, though? Like, are you positive? Because you don't have to spy on her in the bathroom. Maybe she's only, wedding with one frog and just kissing the other. Like, you can't be sure of that.
The perfume is the dead giveaway. It smells, I have to tell you this, she's not Emerelda's daughter, as you know, Phil. I was married once before.
Yeah.
And the perfume she wears is the same perfume that her mother wore when she was going to go out and make a night of it at the Navy base.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not funny, young lady.
Yeah,
young lady? It's not funny. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at that. Like, I'm like, how do you know she's going out to make a night of it? That's the thing. It's like, you're prejudging your daughter.
No, this is my wife. My wife, who I caught with 5 or 6 guys wearing Navy hats. They were wearing the swabby hat, nothing else.
Well,
and if my daughter gets involved...
Okay, you know, this is very private information that I don't think I want to hear too much about. And I think what Casey is saying is very sensible. Talk openly to your daughter. Get a relationship going.
But I can't... But she's telling me I'm not allowed to look at my daughter when she's using the gels, none of that.
No, it's violating her...
Yeah.
Violating her privacy.
Is.
All right,
yeah.
Casey, thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I know that you were married once before, and that was when you were almost living a different life than you are now, Dean, and you're to be congratulated.
Thank you, Phil. It was a difficult time. I had my daughter, and I had, as I said, I had a very difficult marriage with a woman that I had met when the two of us were both on drugs. You know, I was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And when I met Andrea's mother, she was also a drug addict. And then when she'd go out to the Presidio in San Francisco, which is where the military guys gathered, she wore a certain perfume. And every time I smell it, it smells like just a dirty, filthy
if you're still emotional about that period in your life, then it may be that you're being affected by more than just the behavior of your daughter. It may be that you're being affected by your own prejudices.
No, Phil, believe me, it's not that. I can tell you that I've done a lot of work on this. I have been through a couple of periods of psychological rolfing, and I've tried to get down to some of the really painful issues here. I don't think that's it. I simply think it's the need to protect my daughter and see this thing through.
Well, I wouldn't spy on her.
Well, I'm going to have to. There's no choice, no alternative.
I wouldn't do it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Should you spy on your teenage daughter to make sure she's not using contraception or to make sure she's using the right kind of contraception? Do you assume your daughter's a slut because she's wearing a certain kind of perfume that reminds you of the wife that, was not faithful to you? Rush Limbaugh has opened up an awful lot of, he's opened up a lot of conversation this week about just exactly what is sexual freedom when we talk about women as opposed to men. I always felt it's the same thing, that women and men can be sexually free so long as they're being safe and responsible. Our number 877-876-7445 is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Know. Sounds pretty far out to me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And after the show tonight, we're going to do a question and answer on our website, philhendryshow.com, a Q&A following the show. We do this on occasion. If you're a Backstage Pass member, you can log in and go to the comments section and ask away, and I'll hang out with you guys on our Phil TV and HD broadcast, telecast, videocast, webcast for a few minutes after the show tonight. Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we have been talking about the idea of promiscuity. What is a slut? As Rush Limbaugh, the noted talk show host, has brought this word to the fore, and you have said some things that are very interesting, Dean. You've said that your wife...
Hold on, Phil. I'm not on trial here. You're making this about me.
No, nobody's putting you on trial.
Well, you're making this about me. This is about Rush Limbaugh and calling a woman who needed birth control a slut. If my daughter's a slut, it's because she's taking after a woman that I took into my home after I'd gotten cleaned up, and then my wife got cleaned up.
What was your first wife's name?
I'm not going to utter the woman's name. I've made a promise to myself I would never utter her name. But my daughter is Andrea, and I love her to death.
How old is your daughter?
I told you I don't want to tell you that.
Okay, I made an assumption she was 15.
No, I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
All right, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I have on the line here Miguel. Miguel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, my question to Dean basically is, he threw me off, and I understand the concept of having birth control pills, you know, that she won't get pregnant or whatnot, but I can't.
Right.
It just won't. When he said that he wanted photos, and he peeked, you know, through the bathroom just to check her out, I find that kind of perverting. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I'm not checking her out, Miguel. I'm looking through a crack. When the door opens, the other side of the door, which is where the hinges are, opens a little bit, and you can peer through and see what bathroom activity is happening. And the reason why I'm doing that is to make sure that she doesn't have a veritable pharmacy in there of birth control, and very importantly, is she taking any kind of an antibiotic? Because that means she's now graduated from sex with multiple partners. She is now a PhD in gonorrhea. Is that something I want my daughter to be involved in? Of course I don't.
Yeah, I understand that, but my daughter is very young at this moment, and I know I haven't reached whatever age your daughter is.
Yes, sir.
It's just a matter of, like Casey earlier, she was mentioning, you know, have you ever tried talking to her? At least, you know.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And just you know, you, sometimes us as parents, we have to throw the initiative to be able to talk to them themselves. If they won't do it, at least you have to.
I want to do that, Miguel. I really do. But when I talk to Andrea and she rolls her eyeballs back like a lot of kids do, that's exactly what her mother used to do. When I'd say to her mother, are you going down to the Navy base again tonight? And the eyes went rolling back.
Well, you're punishing your daughter because she reminds you of this wife you had that is no longer in your life. And apparently she's no longer in this girl's life because you're newly married, Dean, and your daughter lives with you.
That is correct. I got custody.
Okay. Why punish that child for what this woman, whoever she was and whatever she was, did?
I don't want to, but when she rolls her eyes, all bets are off. So I've got to work on that.
Oh, so you got to work on that, and until you get that under control, your daughter's nothing more than a streetwalker and a slut who's going off to the Navy base.
In a word, yes.
That's not fair. It's not fair at all, yeah. Thank you, Miguel, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call here. We got Tracy on the line. Hi, Tracy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dean. You are projecting your ex-wife on your daughter. Don't do that.
That's my point.
You are going to make her resent you, first of all. Second of all, as a woman who has survived sexual abuse from the time I was 7 to the time I was 20 years old, don't peek through the door. That is perverted.
I would never do anything perverted.
Peeking through the door, okay?
I'm sorry, but if
she's inserting a tampon or using the restroom or whatever, you shouldn't be seeing her private parts. She is an adult. Even if she's 16 years old, 17 years old, she is an adult. Stop projecting your feelings on her, first of all, again, from what your ex-wife did to you. She is her own person. Maybe she wears her mother's perfume because she misses her mom. Or she likes the smell.
Why would she miss a woman that stunk like that? Why would you ever miss someone that stunk like a well-kept grave?
She's still her mother. That's what it comes down to. My mother didn't stick up for me and didn't stood by my stepfather instead of by me. But you know what? I can't punish my mother. I love my mother, and I will always love my mother. But you know what? She didn't stand by me when it came to my stepfather. She chose him because of the story he chose her. He told her. You cannot project it on your daughter.
I'm not sexually... No way am I sexually molesting my daughter. But how do I know she's not? Well, I'm simply saying, as a father, how do I know she's using, as she says to me and to Emeralda, her stepmother, I'm using spermicidal gel. Well, how do I know? I've got to watch it.
Wait a minute. You don't have to look at the kid.
She's telling you what she's using. Trust her. She is rolling her eyes because you're driving.
All right. Well, why did her mother roll her eyes? Why did her mother roll her eyes? I'll tell you why. Because I knew she was going to the Navy base.
Well, because your daughter rolls her eyes.
Is not her mother. Every teenager rolls her eyes. Because my daughter rolls her eyes at me, she's off at a Navy base. She's 12.
I don't know. You know your daughter? All right. But I'm not going to comment. If someone
does it.
All right, and I will certainly trust you're a mother, and I understand, but I will tell you that when I smell that perfume, all of a sudden I'm thrown into a dark world, a world of darkness, and it stinks like a naval mess hall.
Well, I think there's some psychology that needs to be worked on here, man. I think you need to go.
I'll tell you something, Dean.
You need to go
counseling.
Family counseling, and bring your wife with you.
Oh, so the two of you think I'm nuts? Is that it?
No, we did not say nuts. We said there's issues going on, man.
You are projecting, which you can't do. Your daughter is her own person. I mean, just because you know. The German president is German doesn't mean he's Adolf Hitler.
What?
You know what she was saying. Because, yeah, you cannot indict someone for the sins of others. Thank you very, very much for your call. Great call there, Tracy. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Alicia. Alicia, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you mentioned...
Is it morning where you are, Alicia? It's evening here.
She's probably calling from another time zone. Go ahead, Alicia.
Actually, I'm in Washington State. He mentioned something. That he said he got custody. Well, boy, he could lose custody real fast over this. I mean,
what am I going to lose custody over? Because I don't want my daughter to be a harlot?
Unless she's a toddler or a very small child.
What?
Adult to peek through the door looking at her.
Alicia, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you here. We're going to take a quick break, but you will be the first one out. I hate to do that to callers, but sometimes we just...
What's she doing? That woman said if she's just a liar. I didn't understand her.
All right, we're going to get back to our calls. Hang on, Dean. 877-876-7445. The word slut and women and contraception, do they really have to go together? We'll be back here with more from Dean Wheeler and your calls in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876, Phil, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back to our show, our second hour here this evening, as we talk about recent comments by Rush Limbaugh concerning a woman testifying in support of President Obama's health care policy position on contraception for women. Limbaugh characterized her as a slut and as a prostitute. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. He is a noted progressive, is a supporter of President Obama's position, is a supporter of contraception for women. But you find yourself not being able to resist considering your own daughter and your own wife sluts.
No, I never called my own wife. I never called my own wife a slut. You're right. I have thought of my wife as a slut. I've thought of my daughter as a slut. Is it my problem? I feel there are days when I need... psychological help. But I also feel there are other days when the two of them are obviously, they're both, I don't know, they're both STDs waiting to happen is what I've said. And I
well, you're characterizing your daughter that way as a post-grad in gonorrhea really almost sounds hostile. And you've heard people say that you spying on your daughter, looking through the door to make sure, looking at her toilet activities.
I'm very happy not to do that, Phil, if she will provide for me a photograph.
And then wanting a picture of her sexual activity, you think that's less intrusive?
I have to be sure of what she's doing so that she is not endangering herself. And more to the point, I think, endangering me by recreating her mother, acting like her mother, being her mother. I've already told you she stinks just like her mother with that perfume.
You've got an issue with this woman, okay?
I've never denied that I did.
Well, then don't put it off on this child. Let me go back to the lady that was hanging on. We have Elisa. Go ahead, Elisa. You're back here with Dean Wheeler. Elisa? Not there anymore? Let's go to Ingrid. Ingrid, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a couple things that I'm very interested to say. First of all, it's mandated...
Just say to the lady, hi, Ingrid, this is Dean Wheeler. I wanted to acknowledge...
First of all, I'm a nurse. I work for DOC.
Hi.
I've done this for quite some time. I'm a little up in... You got the hair on the back of my neck ruffled. First of all, you need to be pointing your finger at men as well, the men that are running around gallivanting. And another thing,
right.
Women, now, daughter or not, young girls legally, in, at least in the state of Washington, they if they have consensual sex with at the age of 13, they can legally have it if the person is under 16 legally. And and if you were caught watching her taking photographs, it's mandated you can be reported to the community officer compliance office, because that
my understanding well my understanding is
that is a my,
well first of all I'm in the state of California I'm in the state of California
and does not matter
my
you
my understanding
her,
is
Dad.
Hold on
you
my understanding
her,
is I'm allowed
you
to take photographs
Dad.
From the waist down
you need
her,
to respect
the waist
your daughter
down.
Hold on, you got to listen to... Wait. Ingrid, you got to hold on and at least give the man a chance to respond. Go ahead.
Right.
Oh, forget it. She doesn't want to listen. You know why? She hates men.
Oh, no,
well, that's
I don't.
A little...
No, you do.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, you would have
I totally love
you would have let me talk. You hate men.
Dean, say what you wanted to say. Say what you wanted to say.
See how she laughs? That's what a woman does. Well, I won't say it. Do you hear the laugh?
I'm here. I work with... Like,
that's what a woman does when a man unbuttons his pants and drops him to the floor.
That's exactly what I hear men see and say and do every single day. It's disrespecting their privacy. That is reportable in itself.
Are you telling me that other men are looking at their daughters through the crack in a door? And you're not reporting them, but you're going to report me.
I'm not in that position.
That's sick.
Yes, it is sick.
It's sick that you're not reporting it.
If I caught my brother-in-law doing that with my niece, I would do it. But my brother-in-law doesn't do that.
That's what I meant by monkey see, monkey do. If you saw your brother-in-law doing it, then you'd do it too. And that's what has to end.
No, she didn't say that. She said she'd report her brother-in-law if she saw him.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah,
she said she'd
definitely.
But my
more,
point is this.
The more you give your daughter reason to distrust you, the more distance there's going to be, and she's going to end up despising you and not wanting to talk to you.
I don't want her to despise me, but I certainly
but
don't
you know
want
what?
Her to... stink the way her mother stunk.
But you know
why don't
what?
You take it easy, man?
It's going to happen. My mom died when I was 6. If I had something that smelled like her, didn't matter what it was, I would be thrilled to have it. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
Well, let me
ask
you this. Okay, let me ask you this then. How about if we just go down to where your mother's buried, open the coffin, and get a good whiff? Are you going to want to keep that?
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Well, that's... You're not listening to me.
Are you telling me that your daughter smells like a dead body when she walks into the house?
That's what that perfume smells like to me, yeah. Now, I'm not going to punish my daughter for that. You're absolutely right. But I thought the state of California said very clearly that you can take photographs of your underage daughter in the bathroom if they are health-related from the waist down.
No, I don't know anything of the sort.
No,
what are you doing
no,
with it? Well, I don't know. What is that
no.
supposed to mean? Are you giving them to a doctor or?
No, I'm not.
No.
What doctor?
That is totally illegal. You need to take her to the doctor. That, you know, that is a violation of her privacy. I don't
I'm
know how
her
old
father.
She is. That
well,
doesn't matter.
All right, I'll tell you. She's 17.
That does not matter. That's where abuse comes in. That's where sexual abuse comes in.
I've never laid a hand on her.
It does not matter. The matter is you're looking between the cracks. You're wanting pictures.
Well, I want to say that, Ingrid, you brought up the word crevice. I didn't. And that's where it begins to drift into a sexual area. I said crack in the door, and now you're talking about a crevice.
What's the difference?
Crevice in the door. Crack is acceptable. Crevice... Now it sounds as if you're talking about a body part.
No, you're all wrong. You're all wet, man. You're way out there. And I think all of this has to do with your first wife, the hatred you have for that woman.
I don't hate anyone, Phil. No, I don't hate anyone.
Well, you are speaking of that woman as if there's great hatred to the point where you're punishing your daughter. Your daughter rolls her eyes when you ask her where she's going. She smells like, you know, this lousy skank perfume.
Well, we have proposed, and I have. Let me ask both of you. Don't you think there should be a law limiting the number of sexual partners a 15-year-old girl has in one night?
You know what?
Well, now what do you...
You need to let go of your daughter. She's growing up.
Man,
she's at that age where they need to make their own decisions. They need to make their own mistakes. And they need to learn from their mistakes. They're going to do that. They're going to make mistakes.
Okay.
And if they do
Ingrid, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate your call very much. We've got to take a break. Thank you. And I think that that was... putting a capper on that. For you to start talking about...
neither one of you wanted to mention what I had just said, which is, don't you think... you don't even want to answer the question?
What are you asking me, man?
Don't you think that a 15-year-old girl should be legally limited to the number of partners she has in one night?
I think it's a completely asinine question. I think it's a completely asinine question... that does not need an answer, does not need discussion. I think what we're talking about here, when you talk about an underage kid, that's exactly what you're talking about, a kid, a child, and we have to use different tools to communicate with a young person. We cannot come at them as if they're in a workhouse. We can't come at them as if they're in a squad room in a police department someplace. We have to talk to them as people in progress, you know, as people that are being created, and to say you need to have you know, you want to not smell your wife on this kid, and she rolls her eyes to the point where you see the whites of her eyes. All of these things sound as if you have a hostile relationship with your daughter.
Oh man, the fact that you won't even address the question.
It's a stupid question that I will not address. No. 877-876-7445. We've got one more segment here with Dean Wheeler as we talk about the big controversy this week over the use of the word slut and women who use contraception. Are they sluts? Dean Wheeler believes that women have the right to contraception, but yes, they still act like sluts, including his daughter and his ex-wife. 877-876-7445. The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. Here we have Dean Wheeler, and we're going to get right to our phone calls now because we've been I've been spending an awful lot of sort of what I call gas bagging time, sort of setting things up. Dean is on the line with us. Dean, I'm just going to get right to our phone calls, and we have Brad calling us from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, hey, Phil. This gentleman that you've got on the phone, your name's Dean?
Yeah, hi, I'm Dean Wheeler.
Okay. I heard you say that you would look through the bathroom door, you would look at your daughter as she's going to the bathroom. Did she say that?
I said if I had to look...
Didn't you say that you'd watch her go to the bathroom?
I said if I had to see if she was trying to secrete something.
Well, what does that mean, secrete something?
Hide something.
Okay. One time when I was working in a bus terminal in New York, and I saw a guy, when I used the toilet, and the boy, not the guy that cleans up, says, watch out, because this guy comes every, you know, like Friday morning at 5 a.m. He's always peeking through the toilet stall. I'm sitting on the toilet stall. I saw a guy looking through the crack, okay?
Well, was he looking through the crack to see if there was a health issue with you?
No, I didn't even know the guy. You understand? I didn't know him.
All right.
And I saw this guy... I got done, I opened up the door, and I beat this guy pretty bad.
You assaulted him?
Yes, I assaulted him, and the reason why I did is because they told me this guy every morning, Friday morning would come in, and he'd look through the crack of the door. I beat this guy up bad, and I left him there. And if I saw you staring at my daughter
I wouldn't be. Why would I be staring at your daughter?
Fine. Well, boy, if I saw you staring at a little girl, even if it was your daughter, I would want to beat you up.
Well, I can assure you that I'm not some pervert in a...
Now, you sound like a pervert to me.
I'm not a pervert in a New York bus terminal.
Well, what does that mean?
It means if you want to step to me, you're going to have a whole menu of issues to deal with.
What is that supposed to mean, sir? You know...
Well, I could tell you, or I could just show you.
Oh, you could tell me, or you could show me. Let me just say something to you, sir.
Well, you're the one that said that you beat up a man who was looking in on your health.
He wasn't looking in on my health.
He's talking about a pervert, some guy that's staring through the toilet stalls in a bus station.
I that's not what I understood him to say.
That's exactly what I said, sir. I said a guy, I was warned that a guy comes in there on Friday mornings at 5 a.m. Because I was working tickets, I was a ticket taker, and I was also a driver at that time. For Tramway. And so... When this guy come in, I saw him, I beat him up. You're telling me that this guy's looking through bathroom stalls because he wants to make sure what?
Well, it could be an issue where he's looking to make sure that you are not having problems with a bodily function. I don't know.
Why would some stranger be in a bus terminal looking in on something like that?
Yeah, that's perverted. And that's what I'm talking about. I heard other people say, too.
All right, H, thank you very much. That's Brad. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. Let's go over to another phone call. On the line here, we've got Crystal, I think it is. Hey, Crystal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and welcome, and go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know,
Hi.
I think all these people are crazy. I mean, you know, anybody looking in on somebody in the crack of a door, that is not right.
I think so.
If you're worried about somebody having a secretion or anything, you ask them. You have another woman, or take them to the doctor. You don't look in.
Well, no, the other man said that there was a man peeking through the bathroom stalls at the New York bus terminal, and that
right.
He beat the man up. He beat him up.
Yeah.
Well, I would have beat. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Me
oh my
either.
God! Are you kidding?
I don't see anything wrong with him beating him up. If he's bathroom stall.
This is some weird ass that this guy was working at the bus terminal and he knew the guy was coming in and looking through the bathroom stalls at people.
But I think violence, resorting to violence, because someone is trying to look out for your health. If you, Crystal, I'm not saying...
For what? Why would you be looking in at the stall at me? No. No, you're not looking after my health. You're being a pervert. And he deserved to have his butt beat.
His butt kicked, yeah.
Yes.
Well, can we get back to the issue at hand, which is my daughter? And
well, it's okay. The same thing.
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to meet the guy that's going to kick my ass because I'm looking at my own daughter through the crack in a bathroom door.
No, I disagree with
Dean.
That.
Dean, you're asking for trouble. You've heard numerous callers.
I'm trying to make sure that my daughter doesn't wind up like the woman that had her, and that is a heroin addict.
I don't know how her father staring at her through the crack of a door is going to keep her off of heroin. If anything, it'll get her on heroin sooner.
Oh, boy.
Right.
That is so unfair.
No,
that
it is.
So
it
unfair.
Is fair. It is
Why?
Fair. If you're peeking in the door at your daughter,
yeah,
that's ridiculous. You don't peek in the door at your daughter. I mean, if my father ever peeked in the door at me, I would absolutely bust the door down on my own father and beat my own father down. I would tell him
beat up your own.
I would tell him he'd lost his mind and what are you doing?
Even if he was an elderly man, let's say you're now a woman. I'm assuming that you're a woman with your own life and you live on your own. And if your father were alive, is your father alive?
Yes.
All right. What if he came to visit you and there he is, an elderly man, peeking through the crack in the door to make sure you're okay? You'd beat him up.
No. Well, now I would say, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you peeking through the door? And then he would be.
No, that's not what you said. You said you'd beat him up.
He would
you
have
said
to
you'd beat him up.
Good excuse. Well, now.
Well, you're going to assume now at the man's age now that he's senile or maybe he's, yeah, you have to make certain assumptions before
I would think that he had lost his mind. But as a younger person, if he would have done that, yes, I would have come through fighting.
Well, I hope you understand, Mr. Henry, that what you've done tonight is you have solicited from your listeners expressions of violence. And
Dean, what you've said tonight about peeking through a crack in the door at your own daughter, getting a photograph of her in a sexual activity, getting a photograph of her while she's on the toilet, and you're saying that this is all a part of a health regimen or otherwise a way of right. It's wrong. If you really believe it, it's wrong. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You need to go to a psychologist.
No, I'm not going to talk about the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I won't talk about it.
You're going to have to deal with it, man, because there's a big wall there. You call her the thing that gave birth to my daughter. You don't even express the woman as a person.
You know, I like how I'm doing all my talking to you, and the callers just get to slide. They get to just kind of carry in like pilot fish.
I'm not doing all. My mouth is, I'm trying to pick my chin up off the floor. I really am.
So there you are with your mouth. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you're sitting there with your mouth wide open, and your father walks by and says to you, "Why is your mouth hanging open like that? It makes you look like a slut." What would you say?
I would say, "Have you lost your mind?"
Yeah. What are you talking about? Is what she'd say.
He would never say that.
Okay.
He would never say that for one. Never.
Thank you, Miss Hendry. Thank you very much, Miss Hendry.
What's Miss Hendry?
Because I was asking the caller. I wasn't asking you. But thank you, Mrs. Hendry.
My father would never say that for one. Never.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. Good call, Crystal. Great talking to you tonight. We're going to move on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. The sins of the mother visited on the daughter, and the father is having a hard time dealing with his own daughter. He thinks she's sexually promiscuous. He thinks she's a slut, even though he's a liberal and in favor of President Obama's health policy. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, man, look at that. That's on TV right now.
Phil.
She's blonde and wearing an orange. Yeah.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Live every night from the El Pacifico, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're live on Phil TV and HD as well. If you have a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show Network, which is philhendryshow.com, you can watch Phil TV and HD. You can look at our high-definition video cast of the show. And when that Apple TV gets rolling around sometime summertime, we're going to be ready for the streaming media for Apple products, and we will be on your Apple TV, which means we ain't going to be on your laptop anymore. We're not going to be on your MacBook anymore. We're not going to be in your iPad anymore. We're going to be in the living room on your home TV set. So get a backstage pass and join us here at philhendryshow.com. Now, Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center as we continue talking about the health, reproductive health of women. But we've been talking here, Dean, about your daughter and whether she is sexually promiscuous to the point of really reminding you of her mother. Our number is 877-876-7445. Here is Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, Lisa.
I can't help but think, and I'm sorry, Dean, but it just seems so perverted. It just seems so not acceptable what you're doing. And, you know, earlier you mentioned that you had gotten custody.
You've never been a single father. I'm a single father.
No, you're not. You've got a wife.
She's a stepmother. She's not a real mother.
Oh, stepmothers are real.
Stepmothers are, huh? No, I don't think they are real. You do?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am one.
You am one?
Stepmothers are real, yes.
Well, I know you're real. I didn't mean to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say
but
you're...
I mean, there's,
but I just don't think...
They do play a part in their lives.
Well, yeah, but what kind of a part? I worry because I have a son. I love my wife, Emeralda, and she's much younger than I am.
Don't even go there, man.
What?
Don't even go where I think you're going.
Oh, here we go. Now you're going to anticipate it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing now. Now I have to anticipate you. If you're going to tell me that your wife, Emeralda, and your son...
Well, it's possible. Didn't you tell me you had a stepmother once, and she had the biggest parrot?
Yeah, you know, can you, do we have to talk about that on the air right now? Do you mind?
Well, that's a whole other show, and I'd love to be a part
no
of
kidding.
It.
No kidding. No kidding.
Oh, boy, you are such a hypocrite, Mr. Henry, and I think that this is the problem with the media. The hypocrisy. Just the hypocrisy that comes oozing out of my radio. You, Limbaugh, all of you. You make me sick.
Whoa.
Sick to my stomach.
Well, you're not. You're
and
doing
ma'am,
a pretty good trick on it, too, yourself. You're adding to it.
Well, ma'am, I have to tell you something. If the radio listening audience was a certain body part, Mr. Henry is a fist.
You've got a mind in the sewer. And
I've got a mind in the sewer. I'm trying to protect my daughter.
No, you're not protecting anything with this.
No,
taking.
Not.
Well, how do you figure out? Because I'm taking pictures? Because I'm being innovative? Because I'm looking to get proof that she's not... Yes, innovative.
You are going against everything in the book. That is...
Well, ma'am, I don't... What book are you talking about?
Listen, I'm sorry, but you know, you said you got custody. Boy.
Yes.
You can lose it real quick this way.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a lateral lisp?
You tell the courts that you're peeking in on her.
Well, either that or I can tell the courts about their... Her mother was a heroin addict. Now, I took custody of that child to make sure that...
You know, you can't even separate the two. I mean...
I can separate this much, that I don't want my daughter to be a loused-up, scabby junkie. Or worse yet,
you're
a face of meth.
You're pushing in that direction, boy. You are going to get
her... Well, I'll tell you something. My daughter is a beautiful young girl, and she doesn't have a kisser on her. Like she's been doing meth for the last 6 months.
You keep up what you're doing, she's not going to be. You're going
to... I'd like to ask you a question. Do you have your own teeth? Because this is what it sounds like. I guess you're kissing.
What a jackass you are, Dean.
What?
Making fun of people. You know, I got to tell you, I agree with this lady. How you got custody of that kid is beyond me.
I just asked the lady if she had her own teeth.
You're an insulting and a very impolite man.
I can't help you hear my telephone.
I can hear you going like this. You know, the something in your sinking. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I apologize.
No, it does not, Lisa. You sound perfectly fine. It doesn't sound like that at all. I think he's trying to just deflect more criticism. Thank you for your call, though. Let's go over to Tammy here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tammy.
I think he's sick. He needs his ass kicked.
Oh, boy, I'd love to meet the Marine Corps unit. You know, you and what army? Are you kidding? I'm trying to save
my daughter.
No, I'm not
kidding. For you to look in on your daughter, that is sickening. I'm a dog. I have a father.
You're a father? That's a new one.
I'm a daughter. I have a father. And if he was to ever look at me that way, that is
how old are you?
Are
you? Well, first of all, why are you still living at home?
I don't live at home. I'm just saying, when I did live at home, my daddy didn't do that. There's other ways to check on your daughter.
How old were you when you moved out?
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
Have you ever heard of Facebook? Maybe check her Facebook or something. You ain't got to see her naked. You ain't got to take nasty pictures of her. Check her phone. Check her messages. I mean, listen in on phone calls.
I don't like the term Facebook. I don't like what that indicates.
But no, what she's saying is the child may have a Facebook account, and you can take a look.
You think that there's going to be pictures over there putting a tampon in? I don't think so.
What do you need to see that for? That's what we're asking. Why do you need to see that?
I've got to make sure that she's...
Do you have cameras in your toilet, too?
We have, yes. I've got an array that I put in. Why? Is that unusual?
Yes, that's unusual.
Excuse me, but I need to have security.
Are you telling me? Hold on for a minute. I want to know. Do you have toilets? Do you have...
Do we have toilets in our bathroom? Yes, we do.
Wow.
No. Do you have cameras in your bathroom?
You said plural cameras? No.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Technically.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Yes, we do. Of course
we do. You have a camera in her bedroom? You need
of
help.
Of course we do. This is every modern home has to have a camera somewhere near a toilet. I don't care how close.
No, my house, we have a camera outside to see who's coming in.
Yes, of course you do, and that's smart. But also, nowadays, I don't know, where have you two people been? Nowadays, you've got to have a camera positioned somewhere within 20 feet of a toilet. You must.
That is sickening. That is your private space.
I understand that, but there are more things going on in bathrooms today.
And this is your daughter. Where's her mother?
Her mother, the thing that gave birth to her, I don't know where it is.
She would be better off with a heroin head than a pervert like you.
With a heroin? You mean H-E-R-O-I-N-E? That's not what her mother was. Her mother was a heroin addict.
Okay, Dean, I have very little respect for you, Dean, because you refer to her as the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I think that is just, I don't care if she was a heroin addict. That's a disrespectful thing. Number two, I can tell you.
What?
I think she'd be better off with her mother than a pervert.
With a drug addict? Well, that shows the quality of woman that you are. Excuse me for saying that, Tammy, but if you think my daughter would be better off with a heroin addict than with her own father, who keeps very prudently a camera positioned within 10 meters of the toilet.
You are sick.
Why do you have a camera within 10 meters of a toilet?
The things that are going on in bathrooms today, one of the problems we have with the world is that we've got all kinds of things taking place in bathrooms, all kinds of deals being cut.
In your personal bathroom.
I don't know what's going on in that bathroom when I'm not there, and my daughter's home with one of her 15 boyfriends.
Dean, pick the phone up.
No, I'm not sick. I'm tired of being treated this way.
Dean, pick up the phone.
No, I'm not sick.
You're a pervert.
All right, both of you can go straight to the...
Okay, did he hang up?
Yeah.
He just yelled at you there. I appreciate your call, Tammy. I think you're a very sensible series of comments.
Everybody needs a woman's ass.
Well, that may come to that. There's no question about it that it may come to that. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. And thank you all. Dean Wheeler, is he...
I'll try to get him back if you want.
Well, I don't need to get him back on the air. He sounds like a child. He screams some sort of obscenity there at the end. And overall was behaving in the most bizarre manner. I've never heard anybody say that the modern home must have a camera somewhere within 10 meters of your toilet. Now that I think of that, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Why do you think he said that?
I don't know why he said that. I have no idea why he said that. I couldn't even begin to guess. He said something about how... What did he say, Robert?
He said he's got to have like a... there's all kinds of things going on. I took notes here. All kinds of things going on in a bathroom today.
Let me see those. Give me that.
All kinds of things going on in a bathroom today. You don't know the deals that are being cut and the conversation being had near a toilet. End quote.
That's bizarre. Unbelievable. We'll be back with more. Taking a break. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, news and information. And coming up after our show, but on Phil TV in HD... So we'll still be on our video cast, our Q&A, question and answer for this Friday night, Saturday morning. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil on the line with me, calling back Dean Wheeler. And it sounds to me like you're on the road, Dean. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. I'm traveling to Salt Lake City. We are headed to Salt Lake City for a seminar, and I had to get on the road, and I wanted this phone conversation and this interview on your broadcast, Mr. Hendry, which we were listening to as soon as we got in the car. We were able to pick it up. Out of Las Vegas, K-Don, and the things that you said to me, I don't know that I'll ever be able to forgive you. And
Wait. What were you listening to yourself?
Yes, I thought that was you. If it wasn't, all right, but it...
It couldn't have been you because you hung up on me.
I understand that, and my wife, Emeralda, told me. The point that I'm making, Phil... All right, if I made a mistake, I apologize.
Yeah, I think you might have made a mistake. You couldn't be listening to yourself being interviewed if you weren't on the radio with me.
I thought it was on tape.
No, it's not on tape. It's a live broadcast.
The point that I'm trying to make, if you'll allow me... Hello, Mr. Henry?
Yes, go ahead. Make it.
All right. The things that are happening near toilets these days, and have been happening near toilets for many, many years, are bizarre in the extreme. And if you don't believe me, have you ever heard the name Boy George? Have you heard that name?
Yes.
Okay, enough said. Have you ever heard...
What do you mean, enough said? Boy George got arrested in a public latrine. Okay.
Yeah.
So... Is your daughter getting involved in some antic in a public... I don't understand.
I'm just trying to tell you that things happen in public toilets. And I'm trying to tell you that as long as those things continue to happen in public toilets, they'll happen in private toilets. If Boy George or George Michaels or whatever that man's name was that was arrested in the Beverly Hills Park toilet, if... those things happened to those guys, what could possibly happen to my daughter in my own private bathroom, in my own private house, living on a street where we only have elderly people and many of them have died? We are far removed from any city center.
All right, so in other words, your daughter, your family are not in any harm.
Not yet, no. Not yet.
877-876-PHIL is our number. You have a funny way of looking at things, Dean, is all I can tell you. Let's go to the phones now. Here is Bill calling from Denver. Hi, Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, the very first thing that I would say to this man is agreement with you, Phil, that he needs to go to a doctor. He needs to talk to a professional.
Why do you say that? Because the host of the show said that?
No, because I'm saying that because I agree with the host of the show. No, because I'm saying that.
That's what I mean about the monkey see, monkey do.
There's no monkey see, monkey do. There's never been any monkey see, monkey do with me. I don't play that. When you say that because there is an incident of this homosexual behavior in bathrooms, and that somehow is related to your own daughter, I think you've got very serious problems. And
that doesn't surprise me, you know, that you would think that because of the monkey see, monkey do.
It's not monkey see. You seem to think that everything that I say or anybody says that is in agreement with the host of the show, you seem to think that means it's monkey see, monkey do.
I say monkey see, monkey do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did say monkey see, monkey do.
No, I did. I said monk see, monk do. And that's not the same as monkey see, monkey do. Monk see, monk do is more of a state of mind.
No, you didn't say monk see, monk do. You said monkey see, monkey do. I think you are mentally disabled. I think you have very serious problems. I don't think anything you're saying on this broadcast tonight that I've been listening to makes any sense at all. I think you need a psychiatrist, and most likely you need to be put on medication.
Oh, I see. And you're Doctor Who?
Well, I'll tell you this. Doctor Who? No, I'm not Doctor Who.
No, I meant, are you Doctor Who? Question, not the one that's on TV.
I know that.
Well, then what doctor are you?
I'm not a doctor, but then you're not a security specialist, so why do you have a toilet cam?
Oh, so you call it a toilet cam. It shows you have some professional experience with it?
Maybe. Maybe I do, but I would never put it in my own bathroom, in my own home, so my own daughter, my own wife, women in my home could be compromised by it. And what does this monk see, monk do?
You didn't say anything like that, Dean. Monk see, monk do. One of the problems that I've had this evening is that you are not responsive to people when they say that you need a psychiatrist.
Wait a second. I'm not here, Mr. Hendry, to be cured by you and your fun little listeners here.
I'm not Mr. Henry's fun little listener. I've been listening to this broadcast. I called in.
You're one of Mr. Hendry's little fun group. one of the people that you give bumper stickers to or whatever you do. I'm not one of those people, and I'm not here to be probed and prodded. I'm not here to be poked and explored, to be looked at, to be told to bend over and grease up. Boy, you are sick.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that I'm here as an equal discussing these problems. Well, the problem is you think it's monkey see, monkey do, or monk see, monk do, however you want to say it, and it isn't. It's you saying ridiculous things with a toilet camera. I'm not saying the what is he saying?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you go, Bill, okay?
No, you can't. You got to understand what...
877-876-PHIL here. We are with Dean Wheeler. The final few minutes, I can't continue to confuse people with a lot of your falderall here, Dean. But I will tell you this much. If you can find your way to a psychiatrist, it would really help.
Okay, so this is going to be the epilogue of this broadcast tonight. Dean Wheeler goes to a psychiatrist. Is that it?
I believe so. Because I think what's happening here...
No. You're not... This is not another one of these situations where Mr. Talk Show Host takes a guest, a liberal... You run me through the ringer. You run me through this gauntlet of your very weird listeners and some of these callers tonight who were talking through spit, who were talking through drool.
No, there was only one caller that you had called out. We had a great many people, most of them women, by the way, which I'm very happy to hear.
Oh, yeah, sure. I bet you had a lot of women calling. Once you screened through all the men, you put only the women on, so I had to deal with that.
No, we're talking to people that know something about the issue of women's health. Women. Now, I said, after listening to everything that you've said tonight, you sound like you need a doctor. You sound like you need a psychiatrist, not just any doctor, but a psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, do we have Dr. Sadler on the line, right?
No, I'm not talking to this guy, Sadler.
No, hold on. Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, Dr. Sadler, it's Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you, and...
Do you gentlemen know each other?
Oh, I know this guy. He's the one that put me on Adderall. He's the one that put me on Effexor. He's the one that got me on the beta blocker.
And how did you feel after I did that?
I felt good. Better than I'd ever felt in my life. Why?
Well, then, doesn't that indicate to you that I did some help, that I made it better for you?
Yeah, but I'm not able to have sex with my wife. All of the drugs you gave me kept me from suicide, kept me from wanting to strangle pets in the neighborhood, kept me from wanting to strangle that old lady that lived next door.
And your life is better.
My life is better, but I'm dysfunctional now. I have erectile dysfunction. So I'm happy. I enjoy my life. No sex. Gone. Disappeared.
Well, you know something, you got to give a little to live a little.
What?
You got to give a little to blib a little.
You got to give a little to blib a little?
I said, you got to give a little to blib a little.
You got to give a little to lib a little, but lib a little.
No, you retard. You got to give a little to blib a little.
All I'm hearing is you got to give a little.
To the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with us, we have Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to continue talking to him about this bank robbery that took place today in Southern California and that eventually led police on a chase into Southern California. Part of this story has to do with the fact that the robbers threw money out of the window, and they threw money out of the escape vehicle, and eventually this money found its way, obviously, onto the street and into the hands of people who I think very naturally, Jay, are going to want to go out and get some of the money.
Well, you know, Phil, it's an interesting story. If you say, well, people won't get the money. I think that I expect a little bit more from citizens than that. I think I expect more from people than to run out in the street and grab money.
But it's money that's just flying out of a truck. Don't you think that would be an instinct that you would have?
Well, if you say it's an instinct that I would have, certainly not. No.
You wouldn't run out there and try and grab some of that money?
No way. There's no way I would run out and try and grab some of that money and look like a fool. And what should have been done, if the Southern California Sheriff Station, or the LA County Sheriff was doing its job properly, and it's one of the reasons why Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed. Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed because we saw police doing things not exactly the way what it ought to be done. And we wanted to ensure that police work was at a very high level of credibility and a very high level of credulity. And we wanted to...
A high level of credulity.
Yeah, that's right. And we wanted to ensure that. So what I said today when I saw that, and I said it to Margot Jensen, and who's... Todd Jensen's wife, and whoever's watching TV, Major Newton was there, and Major Newton was shocked, and that's why he said that we need to get down there, and we immediately need to at least start checking people for the money, you know, because I can't go up to the sheriff. And
did you guys go down to Los Angeles today and start checking people for any money that they might have picked up off the street?
Yes, we did. We had to do it in a way that was going to be, was going to be commensurate with the law. So any individual in that area that seemed to look like they had, what's the old saying, they looked like the cat that swallowed a canary, if they had kind of a smile on their face like they know something I don't do, that I don't do, or they do something I don't know, or forget how it goes.
They know something that you don't know.
That's correct, sir. That's when we stopped them and said, how are you doing?
See, this comes into a thing, and we're talking with Jay Sanos about money being thrown from a passing truck that was involved in a bank robbery. How do you get the money back from people that have picked it up off the street? And you say that you, first of all, notice anyone that looks like they're hiding something. What does someone who looks like they're hiding something look like?
Hold on. Where is that? Is that downtown? Is that downtown? I got to roll. I might have to roll, Phil, on a downtown call.
Yeah, okay. Does that mean the...
Well, we could take you with us, but... I'm sorry, Phil. Would you ask a question again?
My question is, how do you said that you went down to L.A. today and you saw people who looked like they might be hiding something. Those are people that you think might have taken money off of the street from this bank robbery. What does someone who looks like they're hiding something look like?
Well, I think they have a... Well, you know what they look like. I think your audience listening tonight on a radio probably understand. They have a look on their face like a cat that's smaller than a canary. It's a look of, you know, man, I got it over on you, or I'm hiding something, or, you know, I got something stashed down, you know, I got something stashed down deep, and you don't know about it, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so in other words, it's just a look on a face.
That is correct, sir, yeah.
Okay, and so now, going by the look on the face, do you stop these people?
Yes, we do.
And how do you do that?
Well, we can say something, and we try to be as convivial as we can. We try to be as friendly as we can. We'll just say something like to them, how to do, you know, how do you do, or some sort of a phrase. Hold on. Can you turn that alarm off, Jerry? Turn the alarm off. I'm sorry, Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the alarm in the back door. We'll say to them, how do you do, and, you know, are you coming from the area of that bank robbery where they was throwing the money? You know, did you pick up any of that money? Because if you did pick up any of that money, it makes you technically complicit in the robbing of that bank, which we know that you are not, and we know that you don't want to do that, or you wouldn't want to not do that, or however. And so, would you please give us the money back? And if they give you the story, and a lot of them will give you the story, I don't know what you're talking about, this kind of thing. And
what if they're telling the truth?
If they're telling the truth about what?
If they're telling, when they say to you, I don't know what you're talking about, what if they're telling the truth?
How could you be telling the truth when it's on, are you kidding? It was all on the TV. If you've seen it on the TV, it was right on the TV right there.
What if they weren't watching the TV? What if they were walking down?
Well, Phil, I don't deal with hypotheticals, what if. I mean, I've got to go on assumption that a bank robbery's taken place, that a great deal of money has had been taken, and that it's been thrown out a window, And these people are walking down the street looking to scarf it up and make little cheese on the side. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I understand human nature and everything. But still in all, you have to give it up. So I'll say to them, you know, is that how we're going to play it? And they'll say, oh, wow, I don't know what you're talking about. I say, well, you want to play it that way, we'll play it that way. If you want to play it another way, we'll play it another way. You know, we play any way you want to play it. Okay?
All right. Well, all of those nice things that police officers often say, we'll play it that way. And
What do you mean often say?
Because I've heard police officers say that. It's, you know, it's their way of saying, look, you know, all I want you to do is tell me the truth.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. So that having been said, what if they still deny having picked up any of the money?
Well, and that's when we say to them, we want to effect a citizen's arrest on you, which means we can't really put you in handcuffs. We have to wait for another police officer to come and effectuate that. So we would like to just have a conversation with you. So see, that way they can't say that we're holding them. They can't say we're detaining them. And so we'll ask them, you know, oh, that's a nice purse. Where'd you get that purse? To get them into a conversation. At that time, I'll say, oh, can I look at your purse? Yeah. Well, or they may say no. And I'll say, why not? I'm just having a conversation, and that's when I'll grab it and look in it. And if I see any of them...
So right there is where I think you have committed a crime.
Well, no, wait. Phil, what do you mean?
Because I've been waiting here listening to you to find out how it is you detain people when you're not officially a police officer, and you just told me right there.
No. No, I did not tell you anything other than we're having a conversation.
When you grabbed the purse...
I didn't grab the purse. I said, that's a nice purse. Where'd you get it? I'm thinking about getting one for my wife. Is it Mexico? Did you get Mexico? And they'll say no. I said, well, can I just hear it? Let me just see the tag. So it's not really taking it from them. It's just saying, oh, wow, I just want to see the tag where it's made. And that's when you just open up slightly. If you see any greenbacks that are not in a wallet, you know you've got the person what did it or what picked up the money.
Okay, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us here, 877-876-7445. Let me get on the line. Vernon Dozier from Glendale, California, this evening. Vernon, how are you doing, sir? What can we do for you? It was great having you on the show the other night.
Well, it was great being on your program. I'm listening to this gentleman from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I was wondering if this gentleman, in his travels and stopping people on the street and saying, you know, I want to look at your purse, if you wanted to find something to do that actually benefited people.
Sir, I think what I do, sir, does benefit people.
Well, I wanted to ask you if you've been in the Glendale area or you have been anywhere in the Burbank-Glendale area.
Yeah, from time to time, sir.
All right. We have a group of individuals out here who are part of a co-op who believe that farming or growing vegetables, growing fruit, growing anything that a human being might consume... can be effectuated. There's a word that you use, sir, not me, you. All right, you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Can be effectuated by using human waste as fertilizer. Have you ever looked into that?
No, sir, I've not looked into that.
We're really not talking about that right now, okay? You know...
Well, hold on. Yes, we are talking about that right now because I just called in and I want to talk about that. You see?
I understand what you're saying, sir, but we're talking about something else. We're talking about the bank robbery.
No, I heard you talking about the bank robbery, and I'm calling this guy who claims to be a cop, asking if he's been in the Burbank Glendale area and smelled the stink that I smell every day when I get out of bed, and I can smell my neighbor fertilizing fruit trees with human waste. Human waste. Do you know what it smells like?
Well,
whoa. Can I direct? Can I? I'm asking the gentleman.
Yes, me, sir.
Yes.
I know what human waste smells like.
I'm not talking about when you go to the toilet. I mean, out there in an area of the world that should be clean and pure, a place that you can go out and take a deep breath. I tell my players, because I'm a coach, take a deep breath, smell the world, take in the world. Yeah, see? And you open the lungs that way. But when I go out back, and I've got a friend of mine who's reading Mother Jones.
Well, sir, I can't,
You can't what?
I
can't do anything about the man's reading material or anything you're talking about. I'm not asking you to, but the guy is reading magazines and the Farmer's Almanac and Mother Jones and I don't know what the that one that helps you grow marijuana. You know that one, Mr. Henry, used to have the people on, didn't you?
I don't know the one you're talking about.
But in any event, they're out there and they're fertilizing their fruit trees with human dung. And it stinks. The smell is malodorous. And I'm wondering if you're going to do anything about it, or you want to just go down and play games with a man. God. Sir, right now, we have our forces are spread thin. I'll bet you're spread thin. Yeah, our forces are spread thin. And right now, we're down South Central trying to get the bank money back. Well, you're never going to get the bank money back. That's the L.A. County Sheriff job. Why don't you do something that you could do some good? Get out here to Glendale, take a deep breath right near my house, and then take a look at that hippie that comes out of his house every day to fertilize those trees, and know this. That guy made the stench that is now... I can't even talk to...
All right, let's take a break, okay?
Yeah, you take your break. You do that, Mr. Henry. I'll be gone by the time you come back, okay?
No, sir, I'm asking you to hold on. I just need to take a break.
Yeah, okay, sure. Sir, I can tell you I've known Mr. Henry for a long time.
We'll be right back. 877-876-7445. This guy's talking about... What is the story, bud?
I don't thought it'd be a very interesting story about how a man goes out and uses a human waste.
Yes, that's really great, but we're talking about a bank robbery, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that guy's saying, instead of the bank robbery, you come up here and try to find out what that hippie is throwing all that dirty, like a dirty hippie do.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Oh, that's basically it. Thanks for describing that. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Gentleman on the phone, Mr. Sheru, you can join us here. Sir, you live in Glendale?
I live in Glendale, right.
And do you live next to Mr. You understand you live next to Mr. Dozier?
Well, that's my understanding because he's the gentleman that has caused this problem.
Are you Mr. Sheru, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm the man that you were trying to incite yesterday morning.
I don't believe that I was trying to incite you, sir.
You were trying to incite me. You were applauding or playing some kind of applause from your house as we were using our night soil.
How was that trying to incite you?
Because that was mocking what my wife and I, with the efforts that we were making. And the applause grew louder as my wife and my daughter spread the night soil closer to your house.
Sir, I assumed that whatever was making that stench was created by your wife and daughter, and I don't mean anything by that.
You don't mean anything by that at all, but you, nonetheless, you recognize how insulting that is.
When your wife and daughter came and began spreading that dung near my window, my bedroom window, and I can't describe it.
Mr. Henry, the host of the program?
Yes, sir.
Here's how this all began when we had purchased these fruit trees from Yardley's, which is a nursery that was going out of business here in Glendale, and we purchased a half a dozen of these. They were apple trees, and I think there was a Santa Rosa plum tree. And we purchased these trees, we planted these trees, and we are, yes, avid readers of organic gardening and also bio-gardening. And the jury's out on the use of human waste matter for fertilizer. It's been tried in Oregon by the forestry department there. My understanding is they've had mixed results. And I don't understand the aesthetic of smell. Fertilizer smells.
Fertilizer smells, sir, but human waste is a stink all its own, all right? And
what does that mean, a stink all its own?
I got to look at you. The problem here, Mr. Henry, is this. When I smell it, I can see the people that created it, and it angers me. And
that's a psychological problem that you have, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were a doctor. Are you a doctor of psychology?
No, I am not. You know very well that I'm a you know very, very well that I'm
go ahead, say it.
I don't want to say it.
Then I'll say it. This guy, Mr. Henry, is he's a guy that repairs lottery machines for the state of California, for want of a better way of
that's very, you know, I didn't feel like saying that.
Because it doesn't sound very hippie, does it?
No, you know, I'm quite done with this conversation.
Are you done with the conversation?
Done with the conversation, thank you, sir. And I'm sorry, but I doubt seriously that if I came into your home and walked into your bathroom after you used it, that it would smell any better than my fruit trees do.
It's your fruit trees that stink, sir. It's the, you know, it's what you're using to fertilize them. That's the thing that bothers me.
Thank you very much for your time.
All right, Mr., let me get Jay Santos. You back, Jay?
I've never gone anywhere, Mr. Henry. I've been here. I've been waiting patiently to say what I want to say. All right, well, what do you got to say?
Hey, who do you think you are, Henry? What do I got to say? You're not the host of this show.
I am I'm your host.
What do you mean you're my host?
You got a host now, and I'm him. Okay, I'm running this show. Now, I know Mr. Henry's running the show.
Yeah, that's right. I'm running the show. I don't know what you mean you're running the show.
As far as this guy goes, I said I'm the host. That's all.
No, I'm the host. I'm the host, and you got your question answered. You even got on the line there with your neighbor. Thank you very much, and we don't need any more out of you. And
So what you're saying is I've got a problem, and I'm a caller to a talk radio program, and I've got a problem where community problems are worked out, but I'm not allowed to say nothing. I'm not allowed to say nothing because you're bored and you're all done with the...
All right, thank you very much. 877-876-7445. Jay Santos back with us. I believe that Mr. Fine is gone and we've just lost the Jay Santos line, so we're doing real good.
Yeah, I'll get him back if you want me to. I thought they were all done with the segment on account of the time of thing.
Say that again.
I said I'll get him back if you want. You got that time.
Yeah, I'm fine with the thing.
What are you guys talking about, man? Take the gum out of your mouth.
It's good, man.
I don't care if it's that watermelon-flavored... What is that crap?
Juicy-licious.
Juicy-licious. What did you say?
I said that I thought you was done with the segment and there's no more time to do it.
I'll be the guy that tells you that. You understand? Don't be hanging up on people until I say you hang up on them and not a minute before. If I want to hang up on Mr. Santos, I will hang up on Mr. Santos and it's not going to be... Now, what's that?
Colonel Jay Santos back here.
Okay, listen, did I ask you to come back? Did I ask you to bring him back?
Well, I called back.
Yeah, just put him on the line. You're yelling at me.
I was saying something to you. All right, Jay, look. The final comment is yours, but as a way of something for you to think about, you know, that guy, notwithstanding the fruit tree thing, how much money have you collected from this bank robbery?
Well, how much we have collected is not something that I want to really go into. It is something that we want to sort of keep close to the vest. But we have collected a substantial amount.
Well, four figures, five figures?
Well, it's not four figures, no. It was three figures. It's a low three figures. And
what?
I can tell you, but it was something we wanted to keep.
Go ahead.
$57. $57.
I thought you said low three figures.
Yes, sir.
5-7, that's two figures.
Well, there was change.
All right, thanks a lot, man. You know.
Oh, okay, man. $57 and 3 cents, okay?
That's four figures, according to you.
Oh, is it? Okay. God, Phil, you know, calm down, man, because when you start getting excited, you start sounding like a woman. Yeah.
Well, all right, Jay. I wish I sounded more like you, a guy who is almost swallowing his tongue every time he talks.
Yeah, that's dirty pool.
Anyway, so he collected it in the low three figures, $57.03. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
That's how much we get paid around here.
Turn that down, too, and the air. Hey, welcome back, folks, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. And we're here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Couple of things, couple of bits of information for you. Number one, our podcasts resume tomorrow. I think it's episode 42 of the Free Phil Henry podcast. That is at our website. Go to the homepage and hit free podcast. There it is. It's a beautiful thing. Number two, we will draw the winner of our one free year of backstage pass access next week. So some lucky person who has hashtag BSP and has also liked our fan page at Facebook, then you may be drawn and be the winner of our BSP. Also, get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com and have access to over 4,500 hours of great radio. Fantastic radio. Radio that is so good. We've got people that are, it's kind of like America. Our radio show is like the America of radio shows. People are crawling under ditches, swimming across the river, trying to get into the country of Phil. Even though we've put up border, we've had to put up border guards.
Yeah, we have too, man.
Yeah. You've had to take a shot at a few.
We have. We've had to take a shot at people. We've had to, all kinds of stuff. They're crawling, they're scraping, they're trying their very best to get in, and only a select group are admitted as backstage pass members. So hopefully you quite, no, I'm just kidding about that, but it is a very, it's definitely a place that is unique, and not all, let's put it this way, not everybody is welcome. Some people are just, what?
Some people too lame.
Some people are too freaking lame to be a part of our backstage pass family. Thank you.
Yay!
Anyway, thank you, bud. So anyway, there's that, and one other thing that I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah, the Milwaukee Lions. We're now going to feature a free podcast of Lion Archive games every now and again. Probably one a week during the football season, but we will now have a free Milwaukee Lion podcast, as well as all of the content of the Milwaukee Lions that is on our website right now. So it's all there for you at philhenryshow.com. Get yourself a backstage pass. All right, 877-876-7445 and online at philhenryshow.com. And let's see, we got a phone call to go to. Warren is on the line with us. Warren, how have you been? Warren Benman, how's it going, buddy?
Bill, it's good. And when you were saying some things, I wanted to take exception to.
What did I say?
If you said that, boy, it melts like a bad ass. You know?
I never used that word, no.
I thought I told him to say that.
Florida smells like badass. What is that?
I heard you saying during the break on did you say that?
On Phil TV?
Yeah, on backstage pass. I got BSP.
You got a BSP? You're watching Phil TV?
Yeah.
I said, here's what I said.
No, don't you get out because you don't see.
Where do you live? You live in Clearwater, right?
I live in Clearwater, Florida, yeah.
Okay. Warren, what I said was some guy made a comment in the story about California, L.A. smelling from the Salton Sea, and he said, wow, it must be the Mexicans, something like that. You know, typically stupid thing. And the guy said something about cooking meth. I said, dude, you live in Florida, man. How could anybody that lives in that state start bad-mouthing another state's smell?
Well, I just didn't think about Florida when you think then, when you think about Arizona.
I haven't smelt Arizona.
Arizona stinks like an open sewer. It stinks like open grave.
Arizona stinks like an open grave.
Oh, yeah. Because Arizona is just as bad as Florida.
Arizona? What do you mean Arizona is as bad as Florida? Why?
Because it's the main losers live there in Florida. The losers per capita, can you say that?
I didn't say the losers per capita, no. I didn't say there was as many losers per capita in Arizona as there are in Florida. I might have said something else disparaging about Florida having to do with their politics.
No, yeah, I don't think you did it. When you are insane, you're okay.
What is wrong with you, man?
What?
You sound... What is going on with you?
I told you, I fell off a tower.
Don't you remember when they called in and said I fell off a tower?
Yeah, that's the guy that hit every girder on the way down. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I used to work maintenance on the radio tower in Florida.
Yeah, you work maintenance on the radio towers in Florida, and you fell off of one.
That's correct, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, now I remember the story. And you hit every girder on the way down.
Pretty much.
All right, Warren, I'm sorry, man. You're in a lot of ways, you're like our very good friend Bud here. You've suffered physical injury, but you're mentally...
Mentally, I'm fine, okay? But the thing.
I don't know. What happened to you, man? Can you tell me?
When you happened to me, I fell out of the radio tower and hit every girder on the way down. Don't you hear too good?
Yeah, don't you hear too good?
I hear fine, man, but when you say you hit every girder on the way down, it was brain damage.
Oh, bingo, get the man a cigar and a light, too.
Okay,
give the man a cigar and a light, too.
I understand what he said. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Warren. All right, so the comment that I made about Florida, I think, is accurate. I'm not taking it back.
Well, I think you're considering a lot of people are family here. I'm not being offended.
Yeah, he's getting upset.
I can hear him getting upset. What are you getting upset about? I worked in Florida. Hold on for just a minute, Warren, okay?
Oh, I know, but when you said you worked in construction.
Wait. I moved to Florida as a 19-year-old kid, and I went into the construction business, and that means you're getting up really early every morning, and I was on my way every morning through the early morning mist and dew and fog of Orlando, Florida, and it smelled like a toilet. I'm telling you right now. And the people used to say, oh, that's the swamp, and it's decaying. And, you know...
No, that's beautiful. That's nature, isn't
it? Well, it wasn't the swamp. It was all the septic tanks. Place smelled like someone's rear end, man. Same thing when I lived in Miami. No difference. I mean, there's nothing against Miami and nothing against Orlando or anything else, but don't give me the stuff about how, you know, stuff smells. If you live in Florida, don't start talking about how rancid somebody else's state. And that's one of the problems that Floridians have. A lot of the problems that the people in Florida have, people in Florida start sounding off about things, and they don't stop and take a look around where they live, you know.
Well, what's wrong with Florida, man? God, you know, you've been in California, people out there butchering your lives. God, you haven't done it in the States.
Well, it's people in Florida that will eat your face.
So, okay, one time. Not like I have it every day. But the other thing, well, you ain't bad in Arizona anyway.
What's Arizona got to do with it?
You're banging on them.
So I was banging on them. So I said that Arizona's like, you know, the Florida west of the Mississippi, whatever.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So what is outrageous about that?
Well, why don't you go banging on them? You can banging on me.
I'm not banging on you. You're taking this real personal, man. That's your problem. You know?
No, I'm not taking anything personal. I'm just saying. Can't you say that? Can't you say that?
What?
You can't say that.
What's he saying?
I don't know. I can't. Hey, Warren, it's Bud. What are you saying?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
He's got a nasal thing. He can't get past one. There's a consonant he can't do because of the nasal.
A consonant he can't do because of the nasal?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay to you, Mr. Henry. Okay? Are you there, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Just tell me. One thing to you, and then you think of this cold.
You can't get past that one consonant.
What consonant?
I can't say the letter K.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, that's the letter.
Yeah, you can't say K.
Oh, horse dung. What do you mean you can't say K? I've been listening to you saying K. What's your sister's name?
My sister's name is K.
Okay, then why can't you pretend it's your sister?
Why, you dirty, filthy bastard.
I'm not saying your sister smells like a toilet. I'm saying that if you can't say the letter K, then why don't you just think of your sister's name, K, so you can at least get the letter out?
Yeah, that's all he's saying, Warren. He ain't talking about your sister smell like a Florida toilet.
Yeah, man, if anybody say my sister smell like a Florida toilet.
That's an old thing down here when you say the man's sister smells like a Florida toilet.
He said it's an old saying... You know,
I heard him. It's an old saying down here. Your sister smells like a Florida toilet.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you too much, Andy. I wouldn't like golf game. Your golf game.
What about my golf game?
That's a way that a lot of times they have in Florida of putting people down.
Oh, will you come on and start speaking the English language? I got a better idea. How about talking like you come from the planet Earth, okay?
No, okay, great. Thanks a lot for naming me. That's not even fair.
Oh, you talk like a guy from Mars or something. I'm telling you right now that I meant nothing other than what I said. Florida's a beautiful place. I have a great many friends there, and I love them dearly, and I miss it. But I cannot let that comment go by. Some guy bagging on how California smells. Florida... the right time of day, man, and it would knock a buzzard right off the back end of a garbage truck.
You'll be knowing when you stand there.
Oh, threatening me, huh?
No, well, you come down here. I hope the face zombie goes and gets you.
He just said he hopes the face zombie gets you.
Well, the face zombie ain't going to get me, because he's dead, man. He's dead.
But he's a zombie, so he'll probably come back. One of those designs. Car.
Think of your sister. Okay, never mind. Thank you very much.
No, I almost got it.
Gee, he almost spoke English there at the end.
Yeah, I heard that.
Warren Benman, who is a longtime fan of our show and fell off a broadcasting tower. He used to do the job of crawling up those things. And I don't know if you've ever seen it done. I have, and it will absolutely, if you have a fear of heights, it will absolutely give you vertigo, and you'll break out in a cold sweat even though you're standing on terra firma. There are guys that will climb up those big, tall broadcast towers and will clean, do maintenance on those big red beacons that are, by law, supposed to be on those towers. And those red beacons are there for aircraft, especially, obviously, at night. Aircraft, there was a time an aircraft would run afoul of those things and run into those. So they, by law, federal law, you have to have red lights on those. Any structure like that, buildings, anything. Warren would crawl up these things.
Yeah, he fell off.
And he fell off one day. And he hit, he just bounced, just bang, 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 all the way down, huh?
Yeah.
And he got out of the hospital, I don't know, 6-8 months later or something, and he's fine, but he talks like that. And that whole thing about how he can't say the letter K, his sister's name is K. They call her K, Kathy or Catherine, right?
Yeah.
So what is, I don't understand.
Well, if he can't say the letter K, like if he's going to say no.
If he was going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, any other way of saying K.
Wait a minute, man. He can't say K because it's like, kah, kah, right?
Yeah.
But so does that mean he can't say no?
Well, what does that mean, he can't say no?
You know what I mean, man. He can't say the word K-N-O-W?
No, he can't.
Oh, that's too weird for words. I can't.
But I don't understand.
Never mind. We'll be right back. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Got our News and Information Hour coming. That's beautiful. News and Information Hour coming up, and don't forget, tomorrow is episode 42. I think it's 42. Would you look it up, bud?
Yeah, I'll look it up, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Episode 42 of the free Phil Henry podcast.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I can say no, and oh, I can't say other one.
Bill Henry Show.
Yeah, it's a wild thing, man. When you look at the stuff that people are afraid of, you know,
some people are afraid of some stuff and they're not afraid of another stuff.
It's exactly. People that have no fear of heights, I have the greatest of admiration for. In fact, my son Alex, who works for me, and many of you know him if you're a backstage passer. Alex went skydiving the other day.
Did he go with a guy or something?
Yeah, he went with an instructor, right?
I think he did. But he went with his brother, Nick, and their buddies, and they went up here to Lompoc. And he was telling me about it today because we had a meeting, and then we were driving back from lunch. And I said, what was that like? He said, first of all, when I went out, that he said, I was nervous, man. I said, I got a fear of heights. He goes, well, I sort of do, too. And right there, I thought, well, man, you're a better man than me. You got a fear of heights, and you went ahead and did this. And it was probably kind of a cool, you know how some people will do the very thing that they're afraid of to break the fear.
Yeah, that's what they said about G. Gordon Liddy on eating a rat.
He what?
G. Gordon Liddy ate a rat like that.
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy ate supposedly G. Gordon Liddy ate a rat as a kid to break himself of the fear of rats.
Get out of here!
That's what he claims. That's what he claims in his book. G. Gordon Liddy, many of you know him as a talk show host, but G. Gordon Liddy was also a member of the plumbers unit that had been put together by the Nixon White House, an illegal unit engaged in illegal activity. But nonetheless, a group of people that worked for the executive. And G. Gordon Liddy, before that, if I'm not mistaken, had been a member, had been in the employ of the CIA. And in, and before that, had been a member of the U.S. military. So he was a tough dude. But a little on the wiggy side, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit on the wigged out side for a cat to eat a rat. But I'll tell you what. If he did that as a kid, I don't know if that's normal for a kid. I, you know.
Well, you figure, man, like, he's doing a talk show and everything.
That don't necessarily mean he's sane. He's doing a talk show. Get him.
Yeah, yeah, but see, I mean, he could still be crazy. I mean, he's smart, you know.
What are you saying, man?
I'm saying he's, I'm trying to agree with you.
Then I'll do it. I'm saying he's doing a talk show. Yeah, I know what he's saying, but he's weird.
Are you saying he does a bad talk show? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I agree with that. He's a nice guy, I'm sure. I don't. I've never met the man. I think I almost did meet him in New York when we were doing a talk radio panel. I almost met him, but his show sucks. And but that doesn't matter in radio. You, all right? So who do we have here now?
Well, we were gonna get that guy on the line.
Oh, I don't know if this is Jerry Gray or not. This is a gentleman that we know who works in the entertainment business. I was talking about my son skydiving, Jerry.
I know, I heard that, and I can't do that either. I tried. I went up to Lake Elsinore, which is your son went to Lompoc.
Yeah.
Lake Elsinore has the skydiving classes. They also have the aircraft where you can solo if you want. You can also go up with a teacher if you want. And I tried solo. Actually, I tried going off with a teacher at the 8,000-foot level. They have 8,000, 10,000, and 12, and then 18,000. And I can still remember screaming as I went out the at the door.
You screamed?
Oh, yes, because as soon as I went out the open hatch there on the side of this very light aircraft that they have you in, I began to scream, and I didn't stop screaming until they had... literally brought me out of it. I was screaming after I'd hit the ground, and I'd gone into a
He went into a fecal position.
Not a fecal position. You mean a fetal?
In a fetal position. Who is that?
Bud.
Can I not talk with him or have him anywhere near this conversation, if you don't mind?
Bud, just keep quiet, okay?
Yep.
Could I not talk with him or have him anywhere near this conversation, if you don't mind?
All right.
Yeah, Bud, just shut up. So go ahead, Tony.
All right, so did you call me Tony?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking of Tony. Jerry. Jerry, I'm sorry.
Why did you call me Tony?
I was thinking of and talking about Tony Scott before we got under the...
You know what? I thought that's what you were thinking of, because I was thinking of him, too.
It just... You know why? Because of the way he died. He was going up that cable.
He went up that cable the same way they do maintenance on the Golden Gate Bridge, and people that saw him said that he went up that cable with a determination and with a presence of mind. They thought he was actually working on some sort of a maintenance crew, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Phil. I jumped out of that airplane, and I screamed. I hit the ground. I rolled into a fetal position and kept screaming until someone came along. And I think that when someone is having this hysteria, the best thing to do is to try to bring them out of it. But when someone came along with a bucket, and it wasn't full of water, it didn't have ice, it was the bucket, and they had hoped there was water in it, but they wound up hitting me with a bucket, with an empty bucket. They hit me, and it brought on just a very light concussion. So I was in the hospital for the next 3 hours with that. That did stop the screaming, but then they had to begin to administer antidepressants as well as antipsychotics, because they were afraid that the injury, the concussion, because I was apparently now not screaming, but I was talking incessantly, almost like Dutch Schultz's last words, you know.
Boy, this is a hell of a story. You jumped out of an airplane.
That's exactly right.
Probably the last thing you should have done.
Well, I'm thinking of doing it again.
Why would you do that again, man, when you jump out and you screamed all the way down, you screamed after you hit the ground, you kept on screaming while you rolled into a fetal position, You stop screaming when they hit you with a bucket, but now you've got a concussion, and now you're babbling like Dutch Schultz.
Well, it's a memorable experience. Obviously, I'm not trying to be funny.
It sounds to me like that is not a good experience for you at all. It sounds to me like it brings on some kind of a psychosis.
Well, let's not get dramatic, Phil. You're not a doctor, and I'm not Joanne Woodward in The Three Faces of Me. I jumped out of an airplane, Phil, you ass.